Report, Biden admin interested in hiring failed candidate. Former Clinton protege Terry McAuliffe. By Wendell Hasebo on November 11, 2021. The Biden-Harris administration on Thursday is reportedly interested in hiring failed Virginia gubernatorial candidate and former Clinton staffer Terry McAuliffe. According to high-level White House sources, Biden is trying to find a position for McAuliffe in the White House, Punchbowl News reported. All cabinet spots are full, for now. And McAuliffe isn't asking for a job, the publication wrote. McAuliffe is a close associate of Bill and Hillary Clinton. McAuliffe co-chaired Bill Clinton's 1996 presidential campaign and even guaranteed a $1.35 million mortgage for Hillary's house in New York, where the failed presidential candidate lived during her Senate term in 2000. Between 2001 and 2005, McAuliffe chaired the Democratic National Committee. In 2008, McAuliffe chaired Hillary's failed 2008 presidential campaign. Biden's White House Chief of Staff Ron Klain, who is the guy behind the curtain and involved in practically everything, also comes from the Clinton orbit. In 1992, Klain joined the Clinton-Gore campaign and also was a part of Bill Clinton's presidential campaigns. In the White House, Klain managed Clinton's judicial nominations as the associate counsel to the president. If the Biden administration decides to bring McAuliffe into the fold, it may be due to his history with the Clinton apparatus. The Clinton and Obama webs are both woven throughout Biden's administration. The Biden administration has often been called Obama 2.0, with many aides spilling over from the former Democratic president's White House, The Hill reported. Crossover individuals from the Clinton's orbit into the Biden administration include Biden's deputy chief of staff Bruce Reed, who served as a chief domestic policy advisor to Bill Clinton, Biden's senior advisor Steve Ricchetti, who served as deputy chief of staff for operations under Bill Clinton, and Vice President Harris's chief of staff Tina Flournoy, who was chief of staff to Bill Clinton after he left office. Biden's national security Jake Sullivan also worked for Hillary Clinton after losing to Donald Trump in 2016. Sullivan is reportedly embroiled in the Russia collusion hoax, but no charges have been brought against him by the Durham probe. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter at Wendell Hasebo.